It's cold.
What are we doing? I don't know. Let's just do this.
Welcome to our podcast.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Annalise.
And this is where we're going to talk about the life struggles of an average teenager.
And today, we will be discussing our life as of right now and school.
There's a lot going on. There's really not that much going on. There's kind of a lot. It's a mix. I don't know. So, summer's over. Fall was, like, what, 2 days ago? I don't know. And people have still decided not to wear clothes.
Well, it's not very cold in our area, so, I mean,
it's just disappointing. I want people to wear more clothes to school.
Well, I want to wear more clothes to school. I want to wear sweaters and comfy pants and wear my hair down.
I want to wear scarves. It's just what I want to do.
But we can't because it's very hot still. So even though it's fall, it's not really.
It's just disappointing.
It is.
Like,
I understand.
These girls at our school, they just don't understand the concept of clothing.
Like the people in our class.
Oh, many classes. Not just one particular class. I wish it was just one. It's
like,
several.
Like Pamela.
Oh. She just, it's not the things that she wears, even though sometimes it is. It's the way that she carries herself.
And the way she walks.
She walks just like she's uncomfortable all the time.
She looks like she has something up her butt.
She's like one of those typical, I'm gonna be on trend type of girls. But girl, maybe you should wear a bra with that trend. Just saying.
Maybe, just maybe.
It's not cute.
Yeah, we don't need to see your cones. So this female character, Casey.
Female character?
She likes to wear these clothes.
Clothing.
But they aren't really clothes. Oh, no. See, what she likes to do is sit in class. Right? Right. Seems like a harmless task, a harmless deed. Except for the fact that she doesn't wear shorts under her skirts and dresses that she wears every single day. But no, she doesn't think, maybe I should close my legs for, you know, a minute or so. Or maybe the whole class period so we don't have to see up your skirt. No. She leaves it open, wide open. Like,
so
look, it's a store. Why don't you just window shop? Like, it's so frustrating.
It's so gross, too. Like, I do not want to see up your skirt, homegirl.
She touched me the other day.
Ew.
We were walking, she bumped into me. She's just like, sorry.
Oh.
And I was just like, I was walking with Mel, the homegirl, and I was just like, I'm infected.
Yeah, you've been touched.
I'm tainted.
She was tainted.
I felt so gross because...
Did you go home and take a shower and scrub your arm?
Yes, I did.
Because she felt tainted.
And I had to make sure that I bleached my clothing. I'm kidding. I didn't actually bleach my clothing.
Yeah,
I'm not a psychopath.
Girl, you're pushing a little bit.
But yeah, she likes to not wear clothing under her clothing.
And then she's just
yeah.
One of those people. You look at her and you're like, you're doing some stuff.
I have to burp.
Oh, that's not attractive.
And she just...
Oh, and then her tattoos.
Oh my god.
Her tattoos are, like, unbelievably stupid. Like, I don't understand why you would give yourself a tattoo with a needle and some ink. Girl, it was probably pen ink. What are you doing putting pen ink into your body, your skin? No.
I think the worst part is that it started fading already.
Yeah.
And it's already looking like a pencil marking on her skin.
And it's from a needle that she stuck into her arm. Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that to yourself? Girl, you need to pay the money, get a real tattoo, because no.
I realize that the people watching this are going to be like, wow, these are two judgmental hoes.
Whatever.
And we're going to be like, well, you don't have to deal with the people at our school.
Well, you don't have to listen to it either if you don't really like what we have to say, to be honest, okay?
Hashtag TBH. You don't have to listen.
I mean, you know, we're just telling you the truth here, okay? I am an observant person, okay? So I see things. And when I see stupid people do stupid things, I like to comment on it.
Like, in my chem class, there's these four boys, and they like to make a ruckus.
A ruckus.
Of everything. So, he was getting very, very frustrated today. So, he pretty much pulled each guy out of the room and said, wait, outside for 5 minutes, I'll get you when we're done, so don't walk off.
Oh my god.
And he's like, look how nicely this class is functioning. And everything was going really well. And then he was just like, okay, let's bring in one boy at a time so they can see how nicely the class is running. And I swear, once they got in, it was havoc. Chaos. In the room. One person just creating a whole mess of a classroom. And I'm sitting here about to open the door because there's this one kid standing on the outside still, on the outside looking in. Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's looking in, and I sit right on the corner seat right in front of the door. And he's just looking in. He's like, let me in. Knock, 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 knock. Let me in. Oh. And I'm just like, I don't want to let you in. So I was so close to standing up and just opening that door and, like, slamming it in his face, being like, I'm tired of you. Nice. I don't even know you, but I'm tired of you. Stop making so much noise all the time. No one else can focus in class. And the worst part was, I thought he peed his pants today. Because I thought he would, like, pee his pants with nervousness or something.
Oh, my god!
And then I realized his butt was sweating. He had, like, these, like, he had this, like, oval mark. It looked like a vagina on the back of his pants. And it was, like, I thought it was me. And I was, like, he's probably just sweating. Because he was wearing khakis.
Or, like, when you thought you imagined that you peed your pants last week.
Oh, see, we were in English. And I had a Tide-to-Go pen because I accidentally...
You didn't have a Tide-to-Go pen.
Oh, Melissa
was prepared for life and had a Tide-to-Go pen.
Anyway, I had my pen and I was writing with it. And then, you know when it's like kind of halfway on your desk and you accidentally hit it? It starts flying and you do everything you can to not let it drop on the floor because you don't want to bend down and pick it up. So you'd rather get pen marks on your very light blue jeans, almost white jeans. Yep, that happened. So I asked Melissa, hey girl, can I borrow your Tide-to-Go pen? She's like, yeah, for sure, homie. And so I started... Okay, Tyson. And I started, like, trying to get rid of it, right? And then it looked like I was a leaky person.
No, it didn't. It looked like you wet your pants. It did not look like you leaked, okay?
When someone says you wet your pants, they're like, oh, girl, you just wet your pants.
But, like, it looked like you, like, had washed your hands.
No, because
were, like,
when I stood up, it was,
dry,
like...
dry them on my pants, my jeans, you
no,
know?
No, because my thighs love each other. And so, when I stand up...
It was not as noticeable as she looks, likes to think
it looked
was.
Like it was right under my crotch line. So
but
it looked
didn't,
like
but
it
you
was
couldn't
like,
notice if you were looking right at you and you were like, oh, she peed her pants. No, it's not what people would
but
think.
But it looked like... It looked like I was leaky.
No, it didn't.
Anyway.
It didn't.
People in that class also like to think our teacher looks like a Lego.
Oh my god, it's so offensive. It makes me sad. Like, she doesn't look like a Lego. I don't know what they're talking about. They're crazy.
And it's kind of sad because that class is so awesome. Like, sometimes her workload is ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous. Like, there's only, like, four people in that class that actually like her class and actually like her, and everyone else hates her. And there's, like, it's a class of, like, 40 people. And I just don't understand because I think she's great. And I'm just like, yes, the homegirl. But everyone's like, oh my god, I hate her so much. And I'm just like, how do you hate her? She's great.
And, like... I think she's really preparing us for college, especially because my last AP English class wasn't very productive in preparing us for the test and for actual writing, and she's having us annotate, and it really helps us a lot, and I really enjoy that, and I think even though it's a really tedious process, it helps you, like, a significant amount, and I just wish more people would like her.
Yeah, I wish more people appreciated the workload of her class. It's just like, guys... She's trying to help us in the future time, okay? Maybe the present time, you're like, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? But in the future, it will be useful because when we go to English in college, we're going to have, like, four books at a time to read. And you're going to be like, oh, my God, thank the Lord I had that teacher last year. She prepared me for now, okay?
Right. And she's not one of those teachers that wants to just give you a grade and say, whatever, I don't care. She actually wants you to learn. She assigns a lot of work that she has to grade, too.
Right.
And she doesn't just leave. She doesn't just give you a grade on your paper. She actually goes through each paper and writes a lot, saying, you know,
oh, yeah,
this is what you need to do. This is how you can make it better.
And this is what will help you the most.
Yeah. And ironically, the girl... who is in that class that likes to give us an open window view of her vagina, is the one that thinks she looks like a Lego.
It's not just her, though. Everyone thinks
that.
Everyone
the one
I've talked to
it.
Is just like, she looks like a Lego. I'm like, she doesn't look like a Lego. Oh, my God. I can't even. It's
I don't
so
understand how she looks like a Lego. How can a person look like a Lego?
Right. I don't understand. Like, sure, she has a square face, but she doesn't look like a Lego. She's not, like, orange. She doesn't, I mean, really? Really, people? Really?
I mean, she's slightly yellow.
Well, yeah, but she's not a Lego.
No, she's not a Lego.
Okay?
She's not a Yego, yellow Lego.
Wow. You said that.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's irritating.
Hashtag, I don't know, why not?
Advertising for our own podcast while we're recording it. Greatness is upon us.
So, there's also a little thing happening.
Oh.
And we like to think that a storm is a brewing.
I don't know. I don't know if the storm is brewing. I don't know what's happening. Nothing productive has happened to make me think that the storm is brewing. Because, you know, last time there was a storm brewing, it was like, oh yeah, a storm is a brewing. But now it's just like, I don't know.
No, I really think a storm is a brewing because if you think about it, Alfalfa and Darla, that's going to start something. No,
but it hasn't started anything yet. And they've been together for like a week.
That's the start.
That was definitely because
what should we name him? Because the ex.
Ooh, the ex. I don't want to call him this. This is so serious.
The ex is very close to Alfalfa.
They're not close at all. Alfalfa is one of those people that everyone hates unanimously. They all hate him.
That's true. But, I mean, he's close enough to know that he should not be.
I mean, they're all
the bro code. Yeah, should be relevant, but it's not.
It's not. He just got with his ex-girlfriend. Like, what are you doing? And the bad part is, she is a sophomore. We are seniors. You need to not.
And she looks like she is 12. Like,
she does. She looks like she's 12.
How are you going to date someone that looks like...
And I mean...
They're not even... They look prepubescent.
And I love her. She's great. She's a great person.
She's really cute and she's really nice.
And she's... Yeah. But not for him. If it was anyone else...
We'll go into that another time.
It's just like, I don't understand. Why are you being so dumb?
I mean, it's...
Alfalfa's being dumb.
Alfalfa is being really dumb, and I feel like he's just going to try to take advantage of her.
But, I mean, that was the whole reason that she broke up with the ex, because they weren't able to do the things that he wanted to do in a relationship, because she wasn't ready.
And they were together for a really long
time. They were together for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And now she's with Alfalfa, and it's like, well... He's going to want more out of a relationship than you're going to want to give it.
And he's going to want it quicker, too.
Exactly.
And it's just not a good situation.
It's not a good situation. It's not a good situation for her.
Yeah.
Like, him, you're just being an a-hole. Like, what are
you doing? Someone's going to beat him up. I really think it's the ex.
I think it's going to be the homie, Charlie.
Charlie? Oh!
Charlie's
going to mess him up.
Him and the ex, they're going to both be all up in there.
But I'm pretty sure all of the music people in that hangout...
Yeah, no one likes it.
...is going to be like, no.
Everyone I've talked to about it is just like, what? No, that's not a good idea.
It's not a good...
It's not a good mix.
No.
Just because of the way we know Mr. Alfalfa. he did a lot. There was a lot that happened.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that.
That's a whole, hour and a half podcast for you.
That's like a...
But we're going to shorten it down to 30 minutes.
Not today.
Not today.
That's not a today thing.
No.
But considering his past endeavors with certain people, no, that's not a good situation for anyone, especially her.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. We decided to cut it off there because we were just beginning to ramble without any purpose. We're planning on recording every weekend.
Yeah, the weekends. Those are the fun times to talk about bad things that happen.
Yeah, we could kind of sum up what's going on in our week.
Next week. What are we doing next week? Oh, we're going to go in more depth about... What is his name? What are we calling
Alfalfa?
Him? Alfalfa. And all that jazz. It's a mess. It was a mess before. It's a mess now. It's only going to be more of a mess as time goes on.
And trust me, that's a story you're going to want to listen to.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell the whole thing.
It's a lot of dirt.
All in depth. And everyone's going to listen and be like, holy Ishmael. I went there.
Okay. That's all for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening.
We'll see you later on in the weeks to come. I don't know.